everybody. Steven Section and WLAV is proud to present Kim Simmons and Savoy Brown.
Thank you. Thank you. her shoes. I got my troubles. Just gonna keep on rolling. Only thing I've ever known. I got my troubles. I'm just gonna keep on rolling. I'm gonna keep on rolling.
Song. We'll be playing some new stuff as well. And hold on a second. I've got to wear these earplugs now. I've been a very responsible musician nowadays, and I wear earplugs. And it's sort of, the problem is it's like having sex wearing you know what. It's not so much fun, but you've got to do it sometimes. So I've got to do it because I don't want to. I'll keep playing for a few more years.
Well, yeah, make the dog a sandwich.
Actually, told my new song. Now, we've changed the show around a bit here tonight, just for fun. We're going to go straight into some new songs.
Come on now.
What the hell am I listening to? That's some new age music coming through my amp.
Here it is. What the hell is that?
It's pretty wild, yeah. I'm picking up some sort of radio, but it's freaking me out, man. No, let's carry on, okay. Where are we? Oh yeah, new songs. We're working on some new material for next year, for new records. You get to listen to some stuff that we're working on as the night progresses.
Alright.
This first one's about celebrity I don't particularly like, and it's a song called You Don't Do a Thing For Me.
You're always acting proud.
quite often, and they say, Kim, I knew you back in 1969, do you remember me? And blah, blah, blah. And some people, actually, of course, I remember. It's a lot of fun going back in time to the old days and talking about stuff like that. Some people I don't remember. And this is a story about one of those people. One of those times when I'm at a loss to grasp the past. This is a song called I Don't Remember You, Baby. Okay, there's a couple of new songs for you. We'll come back to the new stuff as we move along with that.
Yeah, get to it now.
Let's get one of the classics out of the way right away. Why don't we?
Rock and roll!
What the hell am I doing calling my own songs classics? I don't know.
You're an old fuck.
I wasn't born with too much confidence, was I? Here's an oldie from 72.
I'll get it now.
Tell Mama.
What?
Oh,
that's when I turned my amp off. You do those kind of things at my age. You know, here we go. Tell Mama! We'll be right back. inspired this song. And this is the very first thing I learned to play on the guitar. One thing for me. In fact, I still remember the very first guitar I got. It was one of these mail order things you send away for, like the back of crossword puzzle magazines. And I was 13 years old and I sent away for this guitar. Sure enough, it arrived by post. The postman brought it. I had paper round money and I saved up my paper round money to get this guitar. And when it arrived, I took it upstairs to my bedroom. I was very excited. Didn't tell my parents because I was a bit shy, you know, about making this song. Boom! And I opened up the box in my bedroom. One thing the advertisers failed to tell me was that the guitar came unassembled. Bit of a shock, but it's one of those cheap acoustic things. They sent the glue with it, which is very nice. And I put it together. Next 3 years I spent in that bedroom playing that guitar. Now, I didn't come out of that bedroom at all. And they sort of put food under the door to me and stuff, you know. If any of you guys are from the 60s and remember the band and myself from those days, you remember how skinny I used to be? Well, that was the reason, you know. Never ate for years when playing the guitar. But I emerged. I was 17 years old. I could play the guitar. Went in the front room, played this Chuck Berry piece for my parents. And they said, fantastic, that's great. Well, they should never have said that because I started rehearsing Savoy Brown in that very same bedroom when I was 16, 17. And said to my mother one day, Mom, this is what I want to do with my life. I want to go on the road, play a chunk of wood with some, you know, metal things attached to it and make a living doing that. Well, they were astounded, you know, they sort of looked at me like I was talking about going on the next shuttle flight or something like that. But my mother let me go, which was fantastic. Of course, no, I realized, yes, she was wonderful, that the hardest thing for a mother to do, and I don't talk about my dad, he was just disgusting, you know, he didn't want to do it. And the hardest thing for a mum to do is to let their sons and their daughters go off into the brave world, sometimes doing what we don't want them to do. But my mother let me go. So this song, as much as it's a Chuck Berry tribute song, really, it's also for all the mums of the world. Let's give all the mums of the world a big hand right now. Tell mama, all the folks back home. Sometimes a man just feels he's got to make it alone. Tell mama, why I'm leaving so soon. Because this life I lead sure got me sick to the food. You got to love your woman. You got to love your woman. You got to love, you got to love, you got to love, you got to love. You got to love, love. Tell mama and all the folks back home. Sometimes a man just feels he's got to make it alone. Tell mama why I'm leaving so soon. Another song now from the 70s. When do we stay in that time period? Yeah. Yeah. Later on, we'll get back to the 60s. Oh, we've gone to the 60s. But I don't want to take you there too quickly. You might get the pain or something. You know, we've got some. Here's a song. I'm tuning up when I'm looking for you. A totally unnecessary thing to do because I bend the string so much. I guess you're going to do those things nowadays, tune the guitar, wear earplugs, you know. Never wore earplugs, guitars are always up to tune way back when. Seemed to be okay back then. Here's a song from the Looking In album, it's called Leaving Again.
I'm leaving again.
Stories too, but the other members have to be dead on another continent. I guess. Let's get back to the blues, shall we? I know there's some blues fans out there saying, "What the hell are you doing?" This is on my solo acoustic record, and it really sums up my life rather sadly. It's called "My Home Is a Highway."
I spend the night in jail.
tools in the bulletin. Enjoying the show so far up there, can't hear so much. Here's the long version of Street Gonna Talk It.
Thank you.
I'm going to do a couple of new songs for you. A couple of old songs. That'll be the end of the night. So, a long time to go before we get there. So, Ross, my old pal here, I've seen hundreds of Savoy shows over the years. He said, I hope you're going to do some wah-wah pedal. That's what you came here for. That's why I bought the Cream DVD for, too. There was no wah-wah, so. What was Eric thinking about? I'll have to get in touch. Figure that out. Only he knows. Here we go. It's a new song. I've always enjoyed taking blues songs and rocking them up, making them contemporary, trying to make them so that people can kind of get into the blues via people like myself and discover some of the old stuff. Yeah. This is an old song by Lowell Fulsom that hopefully we've got a contemporary feel to, so you can enjoy it in a new world. It's a thing called Monday Morning Blues.
I'm sure.
We're going to slog on through this new stuff. You don't have to clap. If you don't clap, we know we won't record any of these songs. If you clap, we'll record it, but you know. You're under no obligation tonight. Feel free to be yourselves. What am I talking about? Here's a crossover song. It's got not much to do with blues at all, but the execs want this kind of thing, so we're giving them it. It's all about you, actually. It's called Long As I Got You. for you that you've been shouting out the other songs all night. Because I'm Welsh, I'm very able and willing to be sad, to be bluesy, because it's in the Welsh blood. We'll be right back.
60s, and there's an old Muddy Waters song. Interesting idea, but I met Muddy Waters when I was quite young. I had this song, it was quite popular on FM radio years ago. The first thing Muddy said to me was, "You stole my song." The friend of the recording artist. He was referring to this song, of course. We didn't steal it. We showed him the record, and underneath this title song was his name, McKinley Morganfield. He said, "Muddy, your real name's McKinley Morganfield." He said, "Yeah, that's right." So we pointed to his name. Everything was okay. We didn't steal anything. I'd like to do it for you right now, and I hope his family get the royalties.
Thank you. Thank you.
It's all to do with the past, and we're all just sort of passing it along to the next person. And that's what we really should be doing. I see a lot of people don't seem to, they seem to forget the past and the history. Everything you've heard tonight, all the guitar licks, I got from somebody else before me. A lot of the people I got my licks from, I'm sure a lot of you people have never heard of before. And people that have been lost in bits of time, that were wonderful musicians. People that I used to copy, and I used to swat, and I used to really study a lot of the musicians that weren't the popular musicians, because those kind of guys that were underneath were the guys that were really sometimes had some soul that nobody else had. So the music you're listening to tonight, the boogie that you're listening to tonight, comes from a lot of other people. You know, I suppose, that the boogie started way, way, way back turn of the century, but late 40s, John Lee Hooker came along with the boogie.
Yeah.
He played it on the guitar. And the slide ground boogie really is the John Lee Hooker boogie. My story coincided with John's in 1967 when he toured in Europe. My brother was a big-time impresario in London at the time, and he booked John on a big tour and a bit of nepotism, but he got Savoy Brown to be the backup group, so I backed up John for long, many, many gigs. But back in those days, when you had one guitar amplifier, we didn't have any money at all. I had a guitar amplifier like this. John plugged into one side of the amp, I plugged into the other side. We both played the whole trip with this one guitar amp, but I got to hear him playing the boogie through my own amp. But of course you can't just take somebody's music and copy it, there's no point in doing that. So I had to think of something new and fresh to do with it. And it starts with the drums. This drum beat is the drum beat I used to listen to. When I used to listen to all the old rock records from the 50s, Carl Perkins records. A lot of the gospel records I used to listen to when I was a kid, because I wanted to get the real feel for the music, and it was in the gospel music where I found it. This beat was in the old Southern Baptist churches. I used to hear all the Pentecostal stuff. And this beat was behind all those wonderful, wonderful gospel singers back then. Let's listen to the beat right now. It's not the soul. Okay, that's the soulful drum beat. That's the beginning of the Savoy Brown boogie. Now you need some dirty bass. Thanks, guys. We'll see you later.